You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game. And I'm highly critical because of the way we give games away. We give them away, period.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. The second half, we couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball and went down and got points, we got our totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to.
Welcome, welcome back, everybody, to another TNT Couchcast. Talking about another loss, unfortunately for our Titans. But it's your host, Gerald Saltkill. But I'm always back with my friend John.
What's up?
How we doing?
John, this one hurt me. This one hurt me a lot.
In your core?
It really did.
Fuck cord.
Because I remember you saying that this Texans team was a lot better than ours, than our Tennessee Titans team.
Yeah.
It didn't look like it on Sunday. I'll tell you that much. Not a lot better.
They just had more playmakers. We talked about it the other day. They just had more guys on the outside. Could do more things. When they had the ball, they were dangerous. Some of our players have the ball. They're not super dangerous. The Titans fought back. Like, the Texans jumped out, and it looked like it was like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And they fought back down 14, fought back. And then second half, it was just like snooze.
Those first two drives killed us.
Yeah.
Those first two drives absolutely destroyed the game. Well, I wouldn't say destroyed the game, but in terms of still having to climb that uphill battle throughout the game, right? And we came back well in the first half, right? Again, what I'm most upset about is it's little things. It's guys, you know, not doing their job.
Getting a kickoff or a punt return where no one even touches.
No one even touches Will Fuller. Who is?
A domer. I mean, he's got that 4.28 speed, but you got to at least get a hand. They didn't get him in two-hand touch. They didn't get his flag and flag football.
Oh, no. That guy was scoring if he was playing peewee football. Again, in the gravel, like two-hand touch. I just don't know what else to say like about that game. Yeah. Well, I do in terms of the fact that this team still has some playmakers, right? This team can do some things. DeMarco Murray looked great again. I mean, the guy's top five in rushing already this year.
He's a beast. I mean, I feel like a broken record when I say he's carrying his weight. Defense is doing their thing. But people on the outside, and number eight, it's just not...
So what are you thinking on number eight right now?
When I think on number eight, he just looks so uncomfortable. Like last year, yeah, we were losing, but he looked more like fluid, and he was like, I don't know, he had more confidence. Look like he hits the ball now, and it's kind of like panic.
Yeah,
his feet shuffle weird.
There was a couple plays that really stuck out to me. One of them was I can't remember. I was in the third quarter. What down it was? We were driving. And the pocket collapses on Marcus, and he looks like a high school quarterback.
Nervous.
And he just takes about 5-6 steps straight backwards and tries to chuck some ball, like just throw it off his back foot like he's Brett Favre.
Yeah.
You know, over to, I think it was Delaney, but it was nowhere near him. I thought the ball was going to get picked.
I don't know if he's...
But we talk about Marcus and how he's, you know, an athletic quarterback. How does that guy not say to himself, all right, let's make a quick turn, let's take a spin move here, get to the outside when this thing is just collapsing straight into me, and try to make a play out of it? We don't have to put that guy in a rollout situation all the time. Like, he, again, I'm going to say it one more time. That was the kid's 16th game. It was his 16th game.
But he's regressed. He's regressed.
It's 16 games, John. Look at his numbers. I'm going to come back to you with some numbers here in a little bit, but He's played 16 games in the National Football League. The toughest football league to play in. The toughest.
What point are you making with that, though? That he's still a rookie?
I'm saying that, like, he...
Carson Wentz doesn't look like that.
Carson Wentz has played 3 games. Marcus was the best quarterback that you ever seen in the field. His very first game, he had a perfect pass.
I'm just saying, what point are you making that this is his 16th game? Like, at some point in your second season, everyone can grow, but like, you can't sit back there and look like you haven't taken a snap. Like, he looked, like, scared the other day. And there was no J.J. Watt out there. I don't know what he was scared of. His offensive line, his two tackles are two of the top five great tackles on Pro Football for the first 4 weeks, Football Focus.
Agreed.
So I don't know what's going on in his head. I don't know if he's doesn't believe in the coach, doesn't believe in the play call. It just looks like uncomfortable. And I don't, like, he didn't have that last year. Yeah, we lost games, but he looked smooth in the pocket last year.
I agree with that.
And for whatever reason, he has regressed over this 16 games.
I'll give you that. Again, he did look good last year, but I'm thinking maybe Marcus is having a little rough start the year.
Sophomore slump.
I mean, we talk about the sophomore slump like it's a thing. I mean, I personally don't think it is. You know, you can say it all you want to. I mean, the Madden cover curse, that is something
that's
the
thing.
I'll put something on that, but not necessarily the sophomore slump.
He just looks rattled. He doesn't look like that athletic, smooth, like he's accelerated faster than everybody else. It's just not there for whatever reason.
I agree with you. He did not look good this past Sunday. I think, like you said, he was scared in the pocket. He wasn't able to calm down. I agree with you on that, okay? Again, the guy... He still had some decent drives, right?
Dude,
he found some plays. But
13 of 29 for 202 yards and a pick.
That's terrible.
You know what that is?
44%?
That's VY numbers right there. That's what that is.
That's VY numbers. I'll give you that. That is VY numbers. But Vince Young was also the rookie of the year, his first year in the National Football League. I mean, like I said, I think Marcus has got time. Like, he's looked bad so far. I still believe in the guy.
I'm a believer too, but for whatever reason, I think he's taking a step back.
That's,
I don't know what it is.
My point with the whole argument here is that he's only played 16 games in the National Football League. I mean, he's just played his first full season. Right, it's over 2 years. Right, he's had some more time to learn. I get all that, but nothing it compares to playing in this league. You know, if he'd have played every game last year, right, we'd still say it's 20 games. And I am giving the guy a little benefit of the doubt. I am, but I do. You have a good point. He needs to step up. He definitely has to.
The number
two
overall pick.
He has to do something in these next couple of games where we have a light schedule and do something about it. I agree with you on that. He needs to pick it up. I'm just saying overall, again, we talked about it last week, made it a point to where people were talking about benching the kid. That's still the same comment.
I think that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Right.
This is what I would do if I was Terry Rubinsky or Mike Mularkey. I would, first drive of the game against the Dolphins, I would come out in a 2-minute offense because that's where he looks the most comfortable. I would do that maybe the first two drives to where he's like in the game, like feeling himself, where there's some confidence there. Because he just looks like nervous.
Yeah. And you're right. When those 2-minute offenses have come, like,
that's his thing.
He's looked pretty good. And I'll give you that. And I heard a really good comment about, so Russell Wilson last year, you know, without Marshawn for some time, right? He was struggling beginning of the year, right? He was struggling. And so what did they do? They spread him out. They were able to make really quick passes with him, a lot of short throws, dink and dunk down the field. Doug Baldwin becomes something of a player.
Yeah.
Because they're able to spread it out. And I agree with you that the fact that Marcus does excel in that, as long as DeMarco Murray gets his touches, I'm happy with that. I'm all for having that be a couple drives.
25 rushing attempts. I said he needed 30 touches. I think he got like 32 total.
DeMarco got 32 touches?
No, it was 27 touches. Sorry. 25 carries, 2 catches. I had more catches. 27. I said 30 touches for DeMarco. We got 27. That's where he needs to be every game.
Oh, for sure. He doesn't touch the ball a lot. We didn't use Derrick Henry a lot. He did not play a lot this past week.
I think they're just rolling with DeMarco because he's the guy.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely the guy.
And I don't think it's anything Henry did. I think it's DeMarco was just...
I agree. I think you use Henry, though, to change things up a little bit.
Yeah.
To give you more of a bruiser, bigger guy. I think you do change it up just a little bit. Again, I want DeMarco to be explosive. I want him to make that 60-yard touchdown run like in the preseason, right? That's what I want to see. Granted, you know, I'm still very pleased with him.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I really am. And I think, of course, it's come down a little bit of age for him. And also, that was a preseason game. So, like, a guy's going to completely go all out in the first preseason game of the year. But I want to see if we get those type of runs, We win that game by 10 points, right? If we get a huge run from DeMarco. And Rashard Matthews actually, well, granted, he only had two catches. But
big plays.
Big plays, though.
So
big
we need, plays, though. Well, the thing I was about to say when you're talking about could have won by 10, as bad as I felt like we played and as low as people are right now on the Titans, we're still one drive away from tying the game going overtime. And that's happened. We lost by 7, or we lost by 9, 7, and 7. So, like, we're still there at the end of the games. As bad as the offense has looked at times and as, like, as terrible as that punt return was and as terrible as that block punt that got called back, luckily.
Right.
No one's really talked about that. That's, right. I think that's more why Bobby ever got fired. But anyway, like...
Another point, for sure. Yeah.
Like, we're still there at the end of games. Like, we're one or two plays away from winning these games. And, like, the games we have lost aren't to, like, scrub teams. We lost to the Vikings, who might be maybe the best defense in the league, if not the best team in the league. Like,
best team in the NFC right now, for sure.
Derek Carr looks like Joe Montana and that Raiders team.
Right.
And then Houston's 3-1 as well, and the only loss coming in when they got smacked by the Patriots, who were the Patriots in Foxborough. So it's not like we're losing to, like, the Jaguars by 20. Like, we're in these ballgames with really good teams. It's just, for whatever reason, we just can't close it out and finish.
Right. And then that's been the point of, you know, Mike Mularkey, since he's came on this staff and been the head coach, right? Well, since he's been his team, essentially, right? Yeah. Since this offseason. That's always been his point. And you're right. We do need to start finishing these games. We were in these games, right? The best thing, like, the only positive from finishing as well as terribly as we did last season is the fact that we get to play the two worst teams from the other two divisions in the AFC.
The Browns.
That we don't, you know, actually play a full schedule against,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is somewhat of the positive. So we're playing the Dolphins, who finished last in the East last year, this week, and we're playing the freaking Brownies.
For the third year in a row.
The third year in a row next week. So at least we get to play those two, who are pretty much in the same shape as us in terms of how the season's gone so far and where we finished last year.
Yeah.
Do I think we're better than both of those football teams? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, last year when we went to Houston last time, wasn't Hunt fired because we just got murdered.
Yep.
So, like, there, I know it's hard to be like, oh, like, moral victories, but not getting our ass kicked is, like, a lot better. It's a moral victory. It's a moral victory.
We've been into every single ball game that we've played.
I know you only count wins and losses, but it has been advancement of the team. Like, the team has gotten better.
I agree.
Yes, receivers need to make plays. Yes, Mariota needs to figure out what's going on. Yes, Trubisky needs to, like, call better plays. Yes, Mularkey needs to figure out what's going on. But, like, we have progressed. We have moved up. We're not the worst team in the league this year, I don't think. Even though power rankings do have us as 31st going into this week. But I think we are better than that.
And I agree. And I completely agree with you. People are giving Mularkey, came out at his press conference on Monday and made that exact comment, that if people don't see this team getting better, then they don't watch much football, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. That's not the exact words to use, especially in that back half of that. However, it was something to that extent.
Okay? I got you.
And that was his main point. People are ripping him to shreds for that. But it's exactly what you just said, and I completely agree with you. I completely and utterly agree with you. Having two picks, and like I told you, I don't think Brock Osweiler is still that.
Not impressed at all. Not impressed at all.
He did nothing that shocked me, right? No. If our defense would have gotten our their heads out of their butts in the first two drives, it would have stopped him.
Yeah.
It's a completely different ball
game. They shut down DeAndre Hopkins. He had one catch.
Jason McCourty.
One catches.
Jason McCourty has been a great, great, great ball player for this football team.
I think that's the LeBeau thing, is he's going to take away your best option. Your second option, your Will Fuller, or your, who else beat us?
They're tied in. They had that touchdown.
Crabtree beat us the other night. Like, took mm-hmm. away Amari. I'll take away your one guy. That guy's, right, that's right, his right. thing. Is he going to take away your one guy. And you have to, like, figure someone else out has to beat you.
And right.
Unluckily, that's happened the last 2 weeks.
Right. And what we talked about, Parrish, right? Parrish needed to step up and play him better. I mean, at least he got a pick. Granted, it was an underthrown ball, but he still made a play on it.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy got a pick. I would say that's definitely better. I would say it's better.
I would say
Will Fuller didn't have the yards Michael Crabtree did. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Will Fuller still had his punt return. I mean,
he had 81 yards
on 7 catches. So, but Ryan Griffin and CJ Fedorowicz, the ones that killed us, our linebackers did not play well in the coverage game.
What? That they're going to take away your one, and they're going to make someone else beat you, which is a solid plan, I guess. Just unluckily, it's backfired the last two times we've used it.
I wouldn't say necessarily backfired. I think, again, like
you said,
it didn't
show results.
It didn't show results, but I think if Marcus and the offense make some plays, we win those football games. And that's what it has to come down to, right?
I agree.
That's exactly what it has to come down.
So the most frustrating thing about the Titans right now is, like, Houston's got Fuller and Hopkins. Fuller makes two big plays. I'm watching Pittsburgh play the other night. They got five guys that can go make plays.
Right.
Minnesota's got three or four guys that can make plays. We don't have guys that'll, like, go up, like, change the game, swing the momentum. We don't have those offensive players. Like, yes, DeMarco is, like, a solid back, but he's not going to hit a home run like CJ used to do back in the day and, like, swing all the momentum.
Right.
We don't have a guy like that.
I agree with you. And that's what I think that DeMarco still has it. Again, I don't. He hasn't shown it so far. Don't get me wrong. However, I think the guy can make that those plays.
Yeah.
Maybe not like CJ used to. I mean, we were very fortunate in that regard. But I agree with you. We don't have one of those guys.
Speaking of the receiving core, who do you think was our leading receiver as far as catches?
As far as catches last week?
Yes.
Out of the receiving core. Well, I know Rashard had two. Tajay had two. Kendall had two or three.
Kendall had two.
Out of the receivers.
Andre Johnson had three catches, and that was the most.
Andre had three catches. Doesn't surprise me.
Three, though? Like, we need someone. Where's the go-to guy? Delaney only had two on eight targets, and he's supposed to be the guy?
Right.
Like, what? I don't know. Don't get me wrong, Delaney's a hell of a player, but.
From a stat that I read today on Marcus's missed passes, I think it was like four of them. I think the stat was he went, I want to say, 7 for 18 on passes under 10 yards or something like that.
That's atrocious.
I know he missed 11 of them, right?
Yeah.
They said 4 were overthrows and 4 were, I guess the defense had made a play on the ball, like gotten a tip on it.
Yeah.
And then the other 3 were just him throwing the ball out of bounds or something like that.
Yeah.
But still, like, that's his game, right? Like, that's what we talked about being his game.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, the thing that really hurt me the most is the interception when he tries to throw it to Delaney.
Yeah, that was bad. That was like we talked about last week. Like, you got to be careful with the ball. And that's I know that's right. Like day one stuff, but in an NFL game, like, you have to win the turnover battle. And I don't think we've won it once.
Unless you can throw a good bullet into him and right into his chest. Then take the 2 yards.
Yeah.
Get on the next play.
Throw in the stands. I don't care. Like, just don't do that.
I'd take 2 yards over that. But point yeah. is made regardless. Point is definitely made. So one of the bigger things I took out of Malarkey's press conference was the comment about the receivers. Do you hear about that? So what had happened with the receivers is that Malarkey made a comment about how Marcus is not comfortable with him yet.
Yeah.
About how they are not, the timing is not down. He's got two new guys, completely new guys in Tajay and Rashard Matthews, who are his two main receivers.
Yeah.
Which I would still say are the best receivers, you know, in terms of quickness, speed, catching ability. Love Andre, but still. That he's not comfortable with them yet, right? They don't have the timing right. Like, he said the receivers need to be in the spots when they should be there.
It's probably right, but I mean, how do you not have your timing down by Week 4. You've been together.
You should.
You've been together for workouts, camp, preseason, the first quarter of the season. Like, how are you not on the same page now?
You should be on the same page. I agree with you. However, do you think Malarkey is giving Marcus too much of credit? Do you think that he's trying to place blame on others, especially with the firing of Bobby April? And again, I believe in Marcus. I think he'll be fine. But for argument's sake here, do you think that he is giving too much, like he is trying to take too much off of Marcus and give other guys the scapegoat?
Maybe. I mean, I guess. But if you're the quarterback, like, most of it's going to fall on you. That's just the way the NFL is. Like, and he can try and, like, shelter it, but the media and everybody's going to be like, nah, it's on Marcus for doing what he did, throwing that bad pick. That wasn't Delaney's fault. That wasn't timing. He threw it to a Texan.
Now let's talk about the Bobby April firing. Special teams did not play well.
They sucked, but, I mean, I don't know how much it's going
to
change.
The biggest thing to me was the too many men. That really chapped me.
I think the punt block that got called back luckily for like no real reason.
Oh, yeah, luckily.
I think that was huge.
Absolutely huge.
Like, you shouldn't ever have a punt blocked as an NFL team.
I completely agree with you on that. That should never, ever, ever happen.
Yeah.
Ever happen. The too many men thing just really chapped me because it's so stupid. Like, it's such an easy thing to be able to do.
I agree. He just didn't have control of those guys for whatever reason.
For whatever reason it is. But hey, some positive to take with it. The defense still looked great. They shut it down.
Yeah, they got some playmakers on defense. Rackbow with another sack.
He's got four, John. Might be going getting up to that 10 I was talking about.
Avery had like 12 tackles. They look good. I mean, broken record. DeMarco looked good. Defense looked good. Offense let us down.
Yep. Offense let us down.
All right, so last week's loss ended the first quarter of the season, if you will. So what I wanted to do is like quarter grades.
Okay.
Because I live with a teacher. She's putting her grades in. I figured we'd do quarter grades.
I see. I like where your head's at there.
So I got a few like parts of the team that I want you to give letter grades to.
I'm cool with that.
Okay. All right. So here we go. First one up, simple. This is the offense in general.
Offense in general, C-.
Can you elaborate on why you gave them a C-?
C- because of the fact that we haven't been able to score points. I think we've been moving the ball decently well, and that's like me feeling nice and giving them that. We got to put up more points, man.
Yeah.
Our defense hasn't been – we've been creating some turnovers, but we haven't been scoring points off it. Our offense has got to do more. Just has to. C-. I mean
– C-.
It's got to improve. It's got to improve.
So – along with the offense, jeez. Offense. Along with the offense.
That offense.
Along with the offense, we'll break that up into running and passing. So first, the running game. How would you grade the running game of the Titans?
And again, I think I'm going to be a little generous here, but I'm going to give him an A-. I think the running game has performed really, really, really well. I mean, again, you talked about it. Our two tackles are the top, you know, in the top five of Pro Football Focus for the first couple weeks of the season. DeMarco Murray's been producing. He's been a top.
He's looked great, as advertised.
I saw a stat. It's the top five fantasy point scorers as of now, right? And majority of those are quarterbacks, so they're going to put up more points than anybody else.
Yeah.
Only two people / I guess groups of people were on that list. Number 10 was the Vikings defense, actually.
Got them.
Good for you. Mm. Number 5 was DeMarco Murray.
It's big time.
The guys played really well. I mean, I cannot hate on the running game right now, right? Yeah. I really can't hate on it right now. Passing game?
But the passing game, how would you grade that one?
D.
D?
D.
Might be too good, honestly.
You think a D is too good? What do you have, John?
I'll give him a D+.
Oh, just a plus. Okay.
D+, yeah.
Hey, it's still better when you go home to your parents and talk about
D. You can sell a D+, but you can sell a D. Absolutely. It's like, oh, I was almost a C, but my teacher's mean.
What'd you say for the running game, though?
For the running game, I gave it an A- as well. So, therefore, I gave the offense a C based on averages because I gave the offensive line. It was like great. Running game's great. Quarterback, yeah. Receivers, So C for the offense. Flip it over to Dick LeBeau's defense. How would you grade?
I would grade that defense, especially with the teams we've played so far. A-.
A-.
I think the defense has done really well. Again, there's times where we need to get more pressure, and we've talked about that, right? We did it on Stafford, which is why we got a win up in Detroit. I think overall, this defense has played well. I think they've played really, really well so far. I'm very impressed, especially... Granted, we did play against Sean Hill, but we did lose CAP.
Yeah.
I think that's what balances that game out to me in my mind, is that we're the few teams that actually did see two teams the entire season. Yeah. They'll see AP, right? And we hit them to 31 yards. That is impressive, no matter what you look at, right? I mean, I think they need to step it up a little more than they have, especially, you know, those first two drives, man. You take away those first two drives, we win that football game. What'd you give him, John?
I gave him a B+. First, let me say, I thought for the season they were going to be like a C. I thought it was going to be another Titans shaky secondary, couldn't get pressure. Right. It was going to be awful. Gave him a B+ because I feel like there could be more pressure at times, and also we give up some big plays.
Truth.
So B+, there's room to improve there for sure.
Definitely room to improve. What's the next one?
Special teams. We'll see all phases of the ball. Special teams.
Special teams, I'll just give it a C.
C?
Just give it a C.
Because they haven't done anything, bad.
They haven't done anything. Good. I mean, the only things bad they've done is they've given up, you know, obviously they gave up that
punt return.
Yeah, this past week. And then the blocked kick, as well as the stupid penalties. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to blame it on the unit as a whole. I mean, Mark Mariani's been serviceable for sure. Hasn't done anything great. Not, you know.
Yeah, he's fair caught it really well.
Hey, man, he's had some decent kicks to all right? Give the guy something here. At least he's not fumbling the football, okay?
True.
So, I'll give him a C. They're meh to me. The whole thing is meh, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Suckup has missed, what, 2 field goals?
Yeah, doinked one.
Yeah, hasn't made, like, anything really terribly difficult.
Hadn't hit a different one, yeah.
Meh. That's what they are to me right now. It's meh.
I gave it a D, because same reasons. Like, I would give it a C, but as of last week's performance, it was just, it's like when you get that really bad last test grade right before the semester or the quarter ends, and it like totally just ruins your grade completely. It's right. Like hard to get back. I was so, based on the last test grade, D.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying there. Based on the last test grade, they
pull down their average pretty substantially.
That fiance of yours, she's just got you in the teacher brain, doesn't she?
Well, she teaches kindergarten, so I don't know if she gives letter grades.
Mindset, at least.
Mindset, yes.
Mindset, at least.
I'm not saying teaching kindergarten is easy at all, by the way. I think it's impossible, but I don't think she gives letter grades.
Good little plug there for her son.
Okay, so the last one will be coaching as a whole, like the whole coaching staff, from Markey down to the coordinators.
Right. We've already had one fired already.
Yeah.
Was saying that, C plus.
C plus.
C plus. We're still 1-3, right? We haven't anything super special. I mean, our defense has played well. If I had grade Dick LeBeau, I'd give him a high grade.
Yeah.
But the coaching staff in general.
Yeah.
C plus. I mean, I think we're a better football team, which is why I gave him a C plus, but it's not results, right? We haven't seen results yet.
I gave it a C. And literally the same reasons. Like, it's coaching staff hasn't done anything crazy, hasn't done anything to ruin games. Besides a punt return, I guess. But it's just kind of been like, what we thought it was. Like, eh.
Right. You're talking about test grades. Dick LeBeau is like that A you get in that class. He's the A you get and kind of brings it up to a plus.
It's a group project. He's really carrying his weight.
He is really carrying his weight. But John, now we're on to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Yeah. Will Smith. Miami. Appreciate him in the beginning.
Great song. Rick Ross is also that's pretty good Miami songs.
Oh, there's a lot of Miami folks. Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy. Oh man, Trick Daddy.
Yeah, I remember that one. But
take to the house.
John, your initial thoughts on our chances this week?
Our chances? Well, let me first say that I think the Dolphins are a very mediocre football team.
Mediocre is a perfect word to describe.
And I would also bring this up before we get into it. I just want to read off some of the owners of the Dolphins.
Please, please do.
Because I thought this was like the coolest thing about the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins as a football team are kind of like super boring, and like I don't like if there's a Dolphins game on, I'm not gonna even if I was in Miami, I would be like, I don't really.
I'm gonna tell the folks at home. I did not hear these until about 10 minutes before we started recording. And this is just perfect. John.
Okay, so Stephen M. Ross, like, is the majority owner. Like, he's,
right.
Like, the big, big money. Like, he's, like, he owns, like, 95% or something ridiculous. But the minority owners. So, Gloria Stefan.
Gloria Stefan, okay.
Which is awesome. Emilio Stefan, who I believe is Gloria's son.
Okay, Gloria's son. I don't know.
Emilio. Mark Anthony, which is hilarious to me. I don't really know why. I don't know many Mark Anthony.
Incredible.
I mean, we all know that Mark Anthony owns the Dolphins, but it's just every time I hear that, I giggle.
His name always just makes you laugh, I feel like.
Okay, and then these two were surprising. Venus and Serena.
Wow.
Yeah.
Venus and Serena.
And then wait for it, dude.
Okay.
Fergie. Fergie owns part of the Dolphins.
She came out of nowhere. When did she invest money in them? Eyed Peas' first album?
I don't know much about Fergie. I know, like, Fergalicious, I remember, like, that was a song. That was big.
Okay,
was, like,
maybe, Willy maybe Wonka. Right after her one solo career.
But I guess she's a football fan. I don't know. I don't know what Fergie's been up to. I wasn't a huge Black Eyed Peas fan to begin with, but when she went solo, I obviously didn't follow her. But good for her, I guess. I just thought that was hilarious that Fergie owns.
I wonder if she thought it was a great investment.
I'm sure she makes money off of it, but does she go to the games?
I've never heard about her going to games.
I never heard her affiliated with the Dolphins ever.
No, I've never heard of any one of those people being affiliated with the Dolphins.
You hear about Gloria Stefan and Mark Anthony. I don't know why or when Gloria Stefan became a football fan, but you hear about that. But Fergie just like, what?
Oh, yeah. Fergie's definitely out there.
All right. So, anyway, back to my scouting report of the Dolphins. Mediocre. Offense. I don't think Ryan Tannehill is that good. Yep. You got like canonized that after that one good season. I don't think he's that great. I don't think he's that accurate.
I agree with that.
He was a receiver in college, which people never talk about. So he wasn't good enough to play quarterback his whole year, like whole college career. So right. What does that say about the guy? The one thing though that they do great is their pass rush. That 4-3, and they get after you with Sue Cameron Wake, Jason Jones. Kiko Alonso is a middle linebacker. Like, they have some studs in that front seven.
Absolutely.
That can get after quarterback, you know, get Mariota uncomfortable. They're coming off another Thursday night beatdown, like color rush beatdown with those awful jerseys. Second week in a row, play.
Ugly jerseys. It looked like they were sponsored by Tang.
It was bad, dude. Those are the worst ones I've seen. But another team coming off like an embarrassing loss in front of everyone Thursday night in front of, you know, the whole world watching. They just got beat up and down the field. So yep. They have something to prove, just like the Texans did. You know, they're going to be inspired.
Yeah, but they will be inspired, and we should be too. Our football team should be inspired as well. And you're right. I mean, their offense was terrible. They had three drives of over three or four plays the entire game. And their only touchdown was the bomb to Kenny Stills. Yeah. And they have some weapons for sure. I think they're running
game. They got Stills and Landry.
Right. I mean, I like Landry a lot. I think he's a really good football player.
Yeah.
But their running game is super suspect. I think this week will be the week where we see if our cornerbacks, you know, and again, Jason's played well, picking on Parrish, right?
Yeah.
They're two good receivers there. But if those two are able to step up, we definitely win this football game.
Yes. I mean, I think this is a very winnable football game. I do not think the Dolphins are anyone. I don't think they're very good, like, straight up. I don't think, like, on the road playing at Dolphin Stadium, things will be super quiet. Like, I don't think they're yep. going to be, like, going wild or anything. It's going to be easy for our offense to get, you know, settled in.
You mean you don't think Gloria's going to invite a bunch of friends?
I hope she does, but I don't think enough to fill the whole stadium and make it, like, noisy. I just don't think, agreed. You know, I mean, Miami fan bases, they don't seem to get super into the teams, so I don't think it's like, oh, going on the road, it's gonna be such a hostile crowd.
Yeah, I agree. Mike G told me this before we started rolling tonight. He goes, yeah, Miami sports are like about 45 days of fame, and they're like, oh yeah, we're so excited, and then after that completely dies off.
I believe it. You see that when they show this, like when pan around the stands, there's no one there.
Absolutely agree with you, John. I want to hear your biggest areas that we can exploit against the Dolphins in terms of, I think we've talked about the defensive side of the football being able to stop the run, their run game suspect. Our run game's been great so far.
Yeah.
Our corners need to step up. But on the offensive side of the football.
Matchups to exploit.
What can this Titans team take advantage of or even still keep doing, right?
I was going to say the big matchup of the game is going to be our O-line versus their D-line. It's not like a great matchup for us, but it's both,
right.
You know, both teams' best position groups.
For sure. I would agree with that.
Against each other. And I think our tackles are great. And I think our running back is great. And I think we'll be able to run the ball decently well
mm-hmm.
against them. As far as areas to exploit, I don't think their linebackers are that great in coverage. So I think Delaney should have a good day.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't, like, as a whole, I don't think their defense is that great besides the front seven.
Yeah. I think they can stop the run really well. I agree with you on that. And that'll be, if they can stop DeMarco, then no, we become one dimensional. We already are one dimensional, but they take away that even, you know.
Yeah.
We try to throw the ball. Maybe this game will be where Marcus has to exploit and, you know, be in those 2-minute offenses like you talked about. Maybe that's where we need to be at for this game because of the fact that front, you know, their front seven against our offensive line and Jalston Fowler and our tight ends is going to be the big matchup to watch.
Well, I said it before. I would come out the first drive, maybe even the first two drives, and hurry up, 2-minute offense, let him get in a groove. And hopefully that, you know, translates into a whole game, a complete game.
Right. we need to put up 30 points at some point. You know, we have to put up some points on the board. More than two touchdowns in a game, you know? We've got to get that done.
I think if we hit like 24 this week, we'll win the game.
Completely agree with you on
three
that.
Three touchdowns.
I completely agree with you on that. We scored three touchdowns, hit a couple field goals.
I don't think their offense is explosive enough.
I completely agree with you on that, man. But like you said, so you talked about that line in the matchups. My big thing, and I think I've already harped on it before, can Parrish Cox and Jason McCourty stop those two receivers?
I think J-Mac shuts down Jarvis Landry.
Okay.
But I think Kenny Stills does his thing against Parrish Cox. Actually, Kenny Stills is going to be my fantasy player to watch this week for the Dolphins. Because okay. Once again, LeBeau will take away your best player, who's Landry. He'll be
he's their best player.
He won't do much. But the ball's got to go to somebody.
Right.
I think Kenny Stills will make some plays.
I completely agree with you on that. Does that mean you try to shade our safeties in terms of coverage over the top of Stills so he doesn't beat you deep? Because I don't think he's a very good possession receiver. So to try to shut him down, do you necessarily put a Rashad Johnson and always shading towards him? That because you know Parrish might need the help deep?
I don't know if you do that because I think I don't know if J-Mac solely is shutting down these corners. I don't know if the safeties are over top or not. I think that's part of it. I think it's like a group thing shutting down the best player. I don't think it's just J-Mac shutting down the one guy they have. I think it's a team scheme thing.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can lean towards Stills in that, you know, then you might be susceptible.
Right.
So Landry having a big play. So yeah. I would take away the best player like they've been doing and hope that Kenny Stills doesn't beat you. He might, he'll probably have a good afternoon, but just hope that he doesn't, you know.
And our linebackers needed to play better in coverage too.
Yes.
Avery and Wesley did not play well at all in coverage. I mean, again, we talked about it. Their receivers, their tight ends had 9 receptions last week.
Yeah.
Fedorowicz had a touchdown. You know, they kind of changed.
Fedorowicz, that's a great name, by the way.
It is a great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to put a little pat on my back for those pronunciation skills right there.
Fedorowicz.
So we go into it. Fantasy studs. You already talked about Jarvis, right?
Kenny Stills.
Excuse me. You did say Kenny Stills.
Yes.
I'm not going to say Jarvis, but you did say Kenny Stills. Titans player. Are we going to make a rule now?
There should be a rule. We can't pick DeMarco anymore because he's going to get the ball the most.
I say we at least put a ban on DeMarco for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Put
it like that. I'm down with that.
Okay.
So no one can pick DeMarco until otherwise.
We'll have Mike G look at it and put a good date for us.
Cross that bridge when we get to it kind of thing.
Agreed.
Okay, so mine,
that being said,
for the Titans, going outside the box a little bit, and I'm going to say Rishard Matthews. I think he found a little groove in his 2 catches last week.
Okay.
I think he's going to build on that. I guess by default right now, he's like the big play guy.
Looking to stick the knife in the back of the Dolphins, huh?
Yes, and he's returning back to the Dolphins, which I think plays some inspired football. So I'm taking Matthews and his triumphant return to Miami.
Okay. Not a bad pick, John.
Thank you.
I like that.
Let me get your 2.
Not a bad pick. And I will say, so I didn't really reference this earlier, our players to watch for the previous week with John selecting DeMarco and DeAndre Hopkins and with me selecting Tajae Sharpe and Lamar Miller. John...
Winner by default.
John won that week. John definitely won. So that's get your first W on the board for...
All right, I'm on the board. I'm in the stat book.
All right, now back to this week. Like you said, you have Rashard. I like it. And Kenny Stills.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the Titans this week, I'm going to go with Delaney.
Okay.
I think we talked about it. They're not as great. Their linebackers aren't as great in coverage, right? I think Delaney can really pick up some steam this week. Maybe get about 90, 100 yards potentially.
That would be huge.
Get a touchdown. That would be a really good week for Delaney, and I think that he could do that. Definitely exploit this defense in that regard, right?
Mm.
For the Dolphins, kind of iffy where I want to go with that one.
They don't have a lot of playmakers. Really,
I don't like Jay Ajayi. I don't like him. Yeah. I really don't. I'm not a big fan of him. So like in saying that, it's really hard for me to like pick somebody and be like, hey, like he's gonna be the guy. You went with Stills, I would agree with you, especially with Jarvis Landry gonna get overtaken, you know, by Dick LeBeau defense and Jason McCourty. I'm gonna say that again, another one, Bryce McCain coming back to play the Dolphins will not do well against their third receiver, DeVante Parker.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go with. I think that this might be his breakout game. I don't want it to be, for sure, as you don't want Stills to do anything. But I think Devontae Parker might have a good game for himself this week.
Mike G, cue the over-under music. All right, here we go. Last week, Gerald was...
I don't think I did as hot this week.
Not your best week.
But you're going to have some stinkers.
Well, if I could find it.
You gotta scroll through the
okay, here we go. Got it. All right. So over under last week. Gerald went 4 for 7. Not bad.
Not
you
good.
Had the under on J.J. Watt sacks.
Hey.
Way to go on that one.
Positive on that one.
You had the under on 1.5 turnovers. You had one. You had over 100 yards for 29.
Well, no, didn't I get that one wrong? So we had 2 turnovers. We had the pick on McCourty and the pick by Cox.
It was our turnovers.
Oh, our turnovers.
Yes. Yeah, how many turnovers we would have as a team.
We only had 1.
So you had 1 under. Then number 29, DeMarco, over 100 yards rushing. He had 95.
Wrong
on that one.
That was
Tajay, your fantasy stud the week.
Did not produce.
5 catches. He had 2.
Did not produce.
DeAndre, over under 100 yards receiving. He had 4 yards receiving. You had that one right.
There we go.
350 total yards by the Titans. You went over. We were under 320.
Close.
And then over under 17 points. We were over that.
Okay.
So not a terrible afternoon. But you've done better.
I have, but I was close.
You're still batting like 650, maybe 700.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the average is looking great right now, but this is going to be a bounce back week for me. I need it, John.
Okay, here we go. Here. Over and under.
Give them to me.
Number 8 will be sacked over under 1 time. Over under 1.5.
1.5. Good number. They had 1 sack last week. I think they'll, especially with their pass rush. I'll say they get 2. I'll say over.
Over.
They have a good pass rush. They have some good players there.
Okay. 38 total points in the game by both teams.
Ooh, total for 38 points. It's a toughie. It's like we're not scoring a whole bunch, right? They're not scoring a whole bunch. Last week, we still, still put up 47. So, 38 number?
38's the number. It's the Vegas number as of right now.
38 being the Vegas number. If we get 3 touchdowns, 21, I'll say over.
Over.
Over 38 point total.
Tannehill will have over or under 1.5 turnovers total, fumble and interceptions.
I think our defense, if we're going to win this football game, has a good day. I'm going to say over on that one.
Over. Okay, as a team, we'll have over or under 115 rushing yards.
Ooh.
I'm going to change that to 125, actually.
You're to 125, John. Switch it on the fly on me, son? That's a toughie, because the team did get 124 last week. With that being said, I think Derrick Henry gets back in the ballgame a little more. I'm going to say over that. We'll over that.
A lot of overs today. All over so far. Kendall Wright will bounce back and have over or under 4 catches.
Man, I hope he has more, John. I really do. If there is a push, the odds are telling me not to say that. And I've done it before and not gotten it right. In the sake of the fun, I'll say push. I think he has
push.
4. I think he has 4.
Taking the push. I don't even know how.
I shouldn't be doing this do such that. Things, but hey.
Okay, then this one's, I don't know, not really over or under. I guess it's yes or no.
Okay.
J-Mac shuts down Landry. He has a DeAndre Hopkins afternoon.
4 yards. I'm going to say it's more than 4 yards.
Okay, so we'll say Landry. Let's make it up on a fly again.
Okay.
4 catches, over or under 4 catches.
I'll say under.
Under?
I'll say under 4 for that one. I'll say under 4.
Under 4 catches.
Actually, can I go back and change my Kendall Wright to under as well?
So we're changing the push to an under?
Oh, yeah. That was, I think it's a better decision.
Okay. And that's all the ones I had for this week. So we'll tally them after the game and see.
I like it.
I need to figure out your average as a team, or as a, for the season, for the year.
And we'll get back to that, ERA. For sure. But I would agree with you. I think it's probably in the 600 range. Okay. You've been doing all right on these so far. I don't know if that's due to my actual knowledge and skill or to the line maker and the odds maker.
He's not good at it, yeah. It's probably a little bit of
both. Hey, he's gotten better, for sure. I mean, last week, you know, last week wasn't as good as the week before. So, you're getting tougher, for sure. Getting tougher. This week, line for the game. Have you seen it, John?
It was 3.5 last I saw.
3.5.
3.5.
The Titans are dogs once again.
As well they should be. But putting it all on blue this week.
Put it all on the blue.
2014 Titans cover on the road and win the game.
Love it.
The Bobby April hire somehow swung momentum.
Somehow swung momentum.
No, I think Mariota will settle down. I think our defense holds him to a very low total, low enough to where our offense can score more, which yes. hasn't happened.
That is the end of the game.
Yes, but very, very low total for them so that our offense doesn't have to, like, score 30 points. They just right. have to hit 20.
Right.
24 would be ideal, but I think 20-14, Titans cover on the road.
I like it. I like it, John. I'm a big fan of that pick. And, man, I hate to say it again, and I've, you know, the worst part about it is that I've picked the Titans almost every week so far. Maybe every week. I think this is a game we can win. Man, I'm such a homer sometimes.
I think this is the first bad team. That's why I picked the Titans that we've played. Every other team we've played has been decent.
That's true.
Or really good.
But again, the Raiders defense looked terrible the first two
They're
games.
A good team, though. I think this is the first like bad team that we'll play. And we play four of them in a row.
That's true. Right. This is the first bad team. You know, I want to say Titans win this week.
Score?
24-14.
So that you cover as well?
Oh, absolutely. 24-14. Right. So the Titans win.
Putting it all on blue.
All on blue. Oh, man, I'm such a homer. But, you know, I love this team. Love
me
them too much.
Me too as well.
Love them too much sometimes. But both going blue this week. Put it on the Titans. It's time for this team to put up or shut up. It's time. If we want to do something with this football season, these next four games are the make or break points of this entire football season.
These next four games are going to be the worst four teams to play all year. So if we don't win these four games, it's trouble.
Question. If we go 1-3 again in these next four games, you call for Malarkey's exit.
Maybe not at the end of those 4 weeks, but yeah, it's a conversation. It's like
the writing
at
the is on
end
the wall.
Of the year, he shouldn't come back, kind of thing. I don't know if you fire him because who's gonna take over LeBeau?
Right. We got no one in place right now.
Yeah.
You can't put Terry Rubisky there. I agree with you on that point.
I would say the writing's on the wall, but no, I wouldn't fire him. But he probably would not.
Would you be calling for him to be gone at the end of the year? At that point,
if we lost,
granted, you're only halfway through the season, and I get that, but against these next four teams who are not as good as the rest, you know, as who we played so far:
Dolphins, Jags, Colts, Browns, who have combined Correct. Won like three games combined, four
yeah.
games maybe,
four games, yeah.
I wouldn't fire him that week, but yeah, I mean, definitely, I'm probably on the bandwagon of yeah.
I'd be saying he's got to get out of town.
Yeah,
I think we should get at least three out of these next ones. We should come out being 4-4.
Three of them are at home.
Right. I'd love to be, you know, 5-3, turn this thing around and...
I don't know if we're going to win all three or all four. I'll take three, though. If we can win three,
right,
I'm on board.
I agree. I mean, we're playing, like you said, four of the worst teams in the National Football League so far. So I completely agree with you. Now, with saying that and playing the Jags and the Colts... We both picked that one wrong last week, John.
I wish, yeah. Well, that's what I didn't even think about. I knew it was in New England, but I didn't think about the Jaguars, like, second home is in England. Not New England. Actual England. Old England.
Right.
Original England.
Old England.
That is their like, home away from home. So I guess that was just a dumb pick. I wish if I could have changed last week, I would have.
The Colts did just look pretty good against that Chargers team and did coming off a win at home. So against, especially playing the Jags, come on.
That being said, this division's bad.
It is.
Like
really
the Texans
bad.
are a, okay football. I wouldn't even say they're good. They're an okay football team.
Right.
Their quarterback's not great. Their defense is pretty good.
Agreed.
Jacksonville, Colts, Titans, So it's still up in the air.
For sure. Just about so you both got that one wrong last week. You picked the Titans to lose. I picked them to win. So bringing our totals to John is now in the lead at 8-6.
Let's go!
Overall, and I'm at 7-7.
Let's go.
In saying that, let's just go on to this week.
Okay.
Jags got a bye. We already talked about the Titans, how we're both taking them as dubs. Minnesota is at home playing the Houston Texans. What do you think?
Minnesota looks like maybe the best teams in the league right now.
You picking Minnesota?
I'm taking Minnesota. I'm taking Minnesota to cover at home.
Minnesota.
They're home of the Houston's goal a 5-point. Houston's a 5-point dog. The new stadium's awesome. They're loud. That skull thing is giving me chills. That was sweet.
Makes me think they're yelling about dip the whole time. Skull. Just saying, man. I think it's really funny that they picked that as the Vikings.
Skull Vikings. That's like their thing. It was tight. It was like a European soccer thing. It was cool.
Right.
So I'm taking them. Their defense is amazing. Sam Bradford might be the pickup of the year. Their GM for the Vikings looking like a genius.
Right.
So that's the thing. We all kind of crushed the Vikings for doing that, but I guess they knew that this defense was like something special, and they didn't want to waste a season.
Right.
So Vikings.
Smart in that regard, especially with AP too. I mean, no one expected him to get hurt when they made the trade.
And after what they did to Beckham last night,
Odell Beckham. Oh, right. Yeah.
And absolutely. How DeAndre didn't do anything last week.
You're right. Right. Same thing to him. Xavier Rose played a great ball game.
Yeah.
He really did.
I think he's going to do the same thing to DeAndre. And I think they don't allow a punt return, or they don't allow Will Fuller to blow up. So, boom.
I agree with you on that. Bears in Indy. What do you think?
Bears in Indy, taking the Colts at home. They're not a great football team, but the Bears are a dumpster fire.
You know, I think we're going to – just to be the person that will hopefully – get a change this week. I'm going to go with the Bears, and I said that just so if I do win. Actually, never mind. I think the Colts are going to win. I was trying to convince myself as I was talking that through, but no, that's not going to happen. Colts are going to get the win. They got to beat the Bears. I mean, they got some playmakers on the outside with Alshon. Kevin White hasn't done much yet, but
Brian Hoyer playing quarterback.
Right. I mean, Jay out.
Take the Colts to win, but they don't cover. Bears cover the 5.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Okay. Like the pick, John.
Thank you.
Like the pick. So to bring it all back this week, so there's just another sad point for me. I lost to your brother in fantasy. I'm not happy. He had Julio Jones.
Yeah, he had Julio Jones. That's everyone who had Julio this week probably won.
And that's still probably over 100 points. And again, ESPN standard scoring. Well, what's going on? I don't know if my team.
You 1-3 now?
What?
You 1-3 now?
I'm 1-3, just like the Titans. John, how you doing?
I'm 2-2. I escaped this week against Stamps, though. So
how many points did Stamps put up?
I think I won like 83, 82.
Oh, sweet. So I would have beaten you.
Hey,
awesome.
It's about matchups, bro. So I need going. First of all, I had Matt Ryan on my bench and I had Crabtree on my bench, who combined put up 65 points.
Incredible.
So I had to move past that. Needed the Vikings defense last night to get a 6.
Okay.
They got a 7.
Nice.
So I won by like 0.8 points or something.
You literally escaped.
Yes, I escaped.
Good for you,
John. If the Giants would have gotten the first down and fourth down, I probably would have lost. Because that was like the next yardage chunk.
Oh, really?
So when that, who was the linebacker that dropped that pick that would have been a touchdown?
Eric Kendricks.
Yes. I thought I'd lost the game after that. It's like that would I would have sealed it with that pick.
You're right.
I just dropped it. And I wouldn't ever care about a Vikings Giants in the season game. I was like, no, what are you doing?
Yeah, that is incredible, man. That is incredible. So this week, you know, I'm playing Pete.
Yeah.
So he's got some decent players. I don't know. I think it's a toss up this week with me and him. I think I got some players that can put up some points. He got some players that can put up some points. I don't know if I'm putting over 100 again, but. I think I should. John, you know who you got this week?
I'm playing Tabo, and he's got a lot of people on buys.
Oh, the commish.
Yeah, so he's got to hit the waiver wire pretty hard. I think he has like 4 or 5 people on buys.
Just for you.
It's a good week to play Taylor.
Looks like you're getting a little lucky there,
we'll
Champ.
We'll see. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but
getting the champion's dice roll, if you will. The time has come, John. To end another episode. This week, the boys got to come to play. The Titans, the boys, they got to come to play. I think we can get a W this week.
Let's get it.
It's time to do it. Everybody, thank you as always for listening. Follow us on our Snapchat at TNT Couch Scouts and on our Twitter page. That is TNT_Couch Scouts. Got some exciting things coming on the Twitter. You know, we usually do a couple funny gifts, maybe some memes, you know, at least appreciate us, make us think we're funny for a little bit.
Yeah.
But come back and listen to us next week. But John has something important, very important to discuss.
So make sure you follow us on Twitter, listening to all our podcasts. Download it so you have it on the go. Coming down the pipe, we're going to have you guys remember the best seats in the house used to do in the games?
Oh, yeah, the H.H. Gray.
Yes, well, we're going to do the worst seats in the house coming up for our Color Rush game against the Jaguars.
Okay.
We're going to be giving away some tickets, two tickets, and like a tailgating experience.
Absolutely.
We'll have more information on that. So once again, follow us on Twitter. Listen, because we'll be dropping hints for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Thursday night game, it'll be fun.
Absolutely.
So get at us.
Get at us, man. Keep it coming, you guys. Appreciate the love we've been getting so far. Keep downloading. Keep listening to the shows. And as always, tighten up, y'all.
Tighten up.